Hi there, Carl Massey here, coach, strategist, author of a few books, and I've just finished the final draft of book number 5. So I set myself a goal many years ago, a 10-year goal to write 5 books in 10 years, and I've bang, hit the gong, I've actually achieved that mark. So pretty chuffed about that. So welcome to today's session of the Life Masterclass podcast, coming to you all the way from beautiful Bali. And I've got a different scene than you'd normally see. You're normally seeing curtains draped behind me, but I'm looking out over this beautiful eastern coastal view from Bali, looking out over Nusa Lembongan out there, beautiful calm waters here. And I'm in a place called Chandidasa, and this is where I write a lot of my books, so it holds a special reverence for me. So as always with these tips, I'm all about increasing your health, vitality, vibrancy, creativity, success, abundance, and all the rest of it in practical ways, with practical tips, tools, and strategies. And let's jump straight into it. I need to watch that I don't bump this thing, because that's going to bump the camera going on there recording this. So I've written the book this over the course of this year, Decision Making Mastery. So I've delved into the subject of decision making, and it's been at the forefront of my mind for this entire year. And I'm recording this as we're sort of in the middle of December 2020. And one of the things that's come up is this idea of critical thinking. So what constitutes critical thinking? And I really think there's been an absence of good quality critical thinking over the course of 2020. So for me, what are the component parts of that critical thinking? And there's three principal primary parts that I think. The first part is knowledge and experience that I've built up over the course of my life so far. So, you know, for the last 51 years in my case, and particularly the last 20 as I've dug extremely deeply into this field of personal development, personal growth, high performance. And I've read hundreds and hundreds of books on this and studied it. I've written about it and all that sort of stuff. So there's all of that wisdom I've garnered over time, you know, 20 years of looking at health, particularly physical and mental health. So I've got all of that as part of my critical thinking suite. I've got that piece to draw on. Then whenever I'm in a particular situation in the now, I start looking at what's the reality around me, and I start drawing new information. So I've got the information from my past that's built up and given me foundation. And then part of my critical thinking is I look at the situation I'm dealing with, and I try and get as much information relevant to the particular thing that I want to pay attention to, that I want to do this critical thinking around. So a key piece of that is I need to be very discerning about the information that I take. So during 2020, I'm very discerning about who I will listen to. And I don't want sound bites, and I don't want sound bites from mainstream media or someone who's, you know, trying to capture my attention with freaking headlines and all that sort of stuff. All that bullshit to the side. I want to go deeper on the particular subjects that I think are important as part of this situational piece. So I will actually read a full book on a particular person talking about a particular thing. So I've read books about electromagnetic fields. I've read books about vaccines. I've read books about topics related to even critical thinking and our observation of things, sort of think tanking. So I've read those things. So I've got my past experience. I've got all the information that I want to garner through discernment to add to my ability to critically think about the situation that's right there in front of me. Now, the third piece is the piece that I think is mostly missing. And I've got some hypotheses on what may be contributing factors to impeding our ability to draw on this third critical piece. And the third critical piece is, what is self-evident? What is self-evident? Because I think that is the piece that's most missing. So we're drawing this information from different places, and it's usually via, say, a media stream, or it's, you know, via some sort of communications device. So it's coming from outside of us. It's not coming from our immediate environment. So what's self-evident for me is I need to understand what I can see and sense and feel and taste and touch so that I can sort of have my own discernment and feel my own truth and feel my own understanding of what might be happening. And one of my hypotheses is that we become very poor at understanding and sensing and feeling and being intuitively aware of our immediate environment and our extended environment, geographical. Because a lot of times we spend time in these device things where we're actually taken out of awareness of what's happening around us, and we're actually taken into the world of our little device. So again, that takes us out of our contact and our awareness with this environment that surrounds us, which is a critical piece. So for me, self-evidence, I need to put that stuff down. I need to draw on what I've known in the past, what information I'm being fed now from discernment, and then looking what's self-evident for me. So if we use this very topical case study at the moment, this thing called the COVID-19 show, and I look at what's self-evident for me. For starters, I've got background in studying biological weapons when I was in the military for 14 years, so I've got some solid information from my past. So what I look at self-evident wise is I'm like, okay, I'm being told this narrative, but the narrative doesn't match the self-evident experience I'm having in real world, in real time, in that I don't know anyone that's died of coronavirus. I actually don't know anyone that knows anyone that's died of coronavirus. I don't actually see any deaths or any people drastically ill in my immediate environment. In my community, I don't see anything that represents this idea of a pandemic. For me, I have a different definition and description of what constitutes a pandemic. So I don't see all of that stuff. I don't see this mayhem around me. I don't see something that's a hysteria-causing, pandemic-y thing going on around me. I don't see the evidence of that. I see the evidence of people wearing masks. I see the evidence of temperature checks and that sort of thing, but I don't see the consequences of the story of this deadly virus. So for me, I've never thought that there was this deadly virus that affects all levels of the community. I've seen what affects people who have a compromised immune system or who have compromised health. So something that has an effect on people that are unhealthy or in poor health or have various forms of illness, whether it's a cancer thing, whether it's a heart disease thing, whether it's an autoimmune thing, where it's a neurological, you know, whatever these other things might be. Maybe it's obesity and comorbidity factors related to that. So I see those people definitely being vulnerable. Older age population definitely vulnerable, but they're vulnerable to everything. My father recently broke his leg, and you know, someone who isn't in good health, he's 78, might have challenges recovering from that sort of traumatic injury at that particular age if they're not in good health. So again, I recognize and I realize that this thing doesn't affect the broad spectrum of the community, and I'm seeing that, and that's self-evident for me. So again, it's not, you know, you having my beliefs or you believing what I believe or anything like that. It's about us making sure that a part of our critical thinking involves what we know from our past, what new information we've got that we've discerned to have truth to, truth with a capital T, and also what's self-evident in our own life. And as I look here out over, you know, this beautiful, beautiful landscape, and as I drift in out of the sun and into the shade and that sort of thing, I realize that Mother Nature hasn't changed at all one iota over 2020. Mother Nature's still doing her thing. The fish are still swimming. The birds are still flying around. The dogs are still barking and doing their sort of thing. Plants are still doing what they do. Like, nothing at all has changed within Mother Nature. It's just us, you know, crazy human beings that have created this melodrama on planet Earth. But planet Earth is just the same. That's self-evident to me that nothing's changed in nature. It's the same as last year and the year before and the year before that. Maybe it's a little bit more polluted as time goes by, but But it's self-evident to me that the environment hasn't changed as a result of this being, in inverted commas, 2020. So there you go, a little bit of my riff and whatnot on the idea of critical thinking and those three pieces. And obviously I've chosen a very topical subject, you know, choose your own beliefs and your own self-evidence of, you know, what you believe to be true through this particular experience. But draw on, in the critical thinking department, you know, what you've already learned, new information, be prepared to change old information if you have new information which conflicts with it, but seems like it's truth with a capital T. So be willing to swap out old knowledge and old experience for new information if the new information holds to be more true than something from the past. But again, that requires a high level of discernment and making sure that you're not in a fear state, because you can't discern truth when you're in fear. And the third one is, what's self-evident? Like, bring that into the equation. Put your devices down, turn your television off, you know, walk out into the environment and get a sense of what's really going on there. So there you go, my take on critical thinking as a result of writing about decision-making mastery over the course of this year, and that book will be coming out early in 2021. So I'll keep you posted on that. So still, if you'd like to join me for Consolidation to Breakthrough, there's positions available for that. That's my six-month program, coaching starting at 1st of February 2021, 8 beautiful individuals from different parts of the globe. I'd love for you to join me if that sounds good for you. Me supporting you for 6 months, group conversations plus one-on-one conversations, a real game changer. So if you're interested in that, details below, reach out to me and get in touch. Otherwise, I think that's about it. Have an absolutely fantastic day wherever you are on this gorgeous, incredible, beautiful planet of ours. All the very best. And take care.